here I am 25 years later, still working at headquarters, and very grateful to have had the opportunity. I've learned so much from working within a group, because it is a group of people. I'm just one person, and sharing responsibility for spiritual work with a group of people who are committed to the same goals and have the same spiritual discipline is a great joy and a great teaching device. Any kind of group work is.
Yes, yeah, for better or worse, so I was going to say.
Sometimes both.
Yeah, yes.
It's not easy, but it teaches us so much.
Well, you know, it's, we've talked often about on this program about, you know, the old traditions of the monk in the cave.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, which definitely appeals.
It definitely appeals, particularly the worst bits, you know. But the reality is where for most of us we're in the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
and it's actually in the human relating
mm-hmm.
that all our stuff comes up, or the mm-hmm. other people's stuff, that's the most challenging, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. And we are all human and all too human. And I sometimes wonder why we find it so hard to just be compassionate and patient with each other, because we should be here to help each other and not condemn each other. But we get our egos hurt and our toes stepped on, and it makes us want to run away.
I think, too, it's something about we expect of each other perfection.
Yes.
And it's almost like a shock when a moment of unawareness comes out that we say something atrocious mm-hmm. or inappropriate, or, you know, that I don't think there's any one of my close friends that, you know, I've really come to the understanding that each of them has these little quirky bits
mm-hmm.
that in the wrong moment can really push my buttons,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learnt, and I'm sure it's the same for my effect on them.
Yes.
And part of being a good and close friend is having the compassion and at that moment not to react
mm-hmm.
and to just encompass those aspects
mm-hmm.
of their whole person
mm-hmm.
in one. And we're all like that.
We're all like that. And we could hopefully remember to not lose our sense of humor. And just remember that if we want people to be patient with us, we have to be patient with them. What is it that we judge ourselves by our intention, but we judge others by their actions? And that suggests that we don't read into each other's thoughts. We can't, or we don't try. So we just look at their actions and say, I like that, I don't like that. But we think everybody should appreciate our good intentions, no matter what we do.
mm-hmm.
Well, we're all the same way.
And we all have, are on our paths of learning and our, that an inappropriate action, we can see its consequences and it may hurt others around mm-hmm. us or affect that can bring in the judgment and the criticism.
Mm-hmm.
But as you say, to just have a bit of a bigger view there,
yes.
A more compassionate view perhaps of each other, that we're all, as I say, got our, you know, wonderful divine enlightened parts
mm-hmm.
and our dark, unresolved, murky bits.
Yes, and like I say, the sense of humor helps, and the other thing I think that helps is being able to say, I'm sorry. And I make regular practice of that. If I'm astute enough to realize I've offended, I say, I'm sorry.
Mm.
And I wish we could all do that more, because it can just break whatever happened and then you forget it.
Absolutely. And we can both move on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to acknowledge that you did something stupid.
Mm.
Other people might be reassured to know that you feel you're a little stupid sometimes too. They might find that encouraging.
Mm. And much as we'd like to be perfect and do all the right things, we mm. are all going to stuff up at some point or other, say
That's
the
right.
wrong things.
Yes, I think many spiritual people are on a path of perfection that does not allow them to make a mistake. It's awful, isn't it?
It's a terrible pressure.
Yeah, and they are unforgiving of themselves and they're unforgiving of others. It's a real weakness of this stage of the way. So just practice laughing at oneself and asking for forgiveness.
It's also about understanding the true nature of friendship.
Yes.
And that's a lifelong thing. Mm-hmm. But for one, as I say, this thing of being able to encompass in a friend the dark and light aspects, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and that they will stuff up as we each mm-hmm. will, mm-hmm. and to be able to encompass that in
and
each other.
Love the whole of them. Love the whole person, mm-hmm. the good and the bad. That's how we want to be seen.
As well, exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.